This next story here on KNKX comes from our show Sound Effect. Here's Sound Effect host Gabriel Spitzer.
When Seattle writer Tim Haywood was growing up in Auburn, he had one of those moments where life took a turn. He was in elementary school and he was overweight. He was the fat kid in class. Most of the time, that wasn't really an issue, except when it came to gym.
We had weighing and measuring day. And the boys and girls were together, even. And so you would line up by alphabetical order. And I remember this girl, Janice, was right in front of me. And she weighed, I don't know how tall she was, but she weighed 36 pounds. This is in second grade. So they're like, Janice, 36, you know, Cheryl, 56, Tim, 110. I mean, I got teased a lot, you know, all the names, fatty 2x4. So I managed to compensate a little bit. I developed a sense of humor. I got kind of good at imitating people. And my best imitation was of Richard Nixon, but I'm not going to even try that now. No. Oh, God. I want to make this perfectly clear. I'm not a crook. Kissinger's a crook. I'm not a crook. Spiro Agnew? What kind of a name is Spiro? Sounds like a yo-yo.
What you're talking about?
By the time I was in fourth grade, when I was 10, there was a big project in King County, a big public works project called Forward Thrust. And part of that was they built pools in a lot of towns, these big, nice pools. And I think part of the funding was also they would bring kids in for swimming lessons, or like a swimming unit. We're sitting in class, and my teacher, Mr. Van Epps, he said, hey, I think you guys are all going to be really excited about this new unit we're going to do. You're going to love this. We're all going to go swimming. And I'm like, what did he say? Did he say we're going to go trimming or skimming? Or he didn't say swimming, right? I felt like dead man walking. I was just dreading it, just completely dreading it. So the day rolled around and we got to the pool and, you know, I'm looking around and people are looking at me. I could tell they were looking at me, but because, oh, there's Tim without his shirt on. Whoa, you know, my parents hadn't even seen me with my shirt off probably for 5 years. And a little side note, I didn't know how to swim either. So I get to the front of the line, finally, and there's this really nice kid. He's a high school kid in the water. He's like, hey, my name's Ed, you know, come on in. It's nice and warm. And I get in and he's like, so do you know how to swim? And I shook my head. I said, no. He's like, oh, okay. Well, do you know how to float? I'm like, I don't know. And he's like, oh, you just do this. And he showed me effortlessly how to float on your stomach, right? So I'm like, all right, I'll give that a try. And so I bent down and I'm like, wow, I'm actually floating. I guess I know how to swim. So I, you know, stand back up and Ed's like, no, you got to lift your legs up too. You can't stand there. I didn't even realize I was standing. And he said, you know, you'll be a beginner, nothing to be ashamed of, right? He's like, so go ahead and get out of the pool. And I couldn't really go back to where I got in because that was where the ladder was and it's where the kids were lined up. So I had to go off to the other side. And I got to the edge and I wasn't able to use my arms to lift myself out of the water and onto my knees on the side. So I just sort of put a knee up and slapped my chest on the ledge and kind of squirmed up. And I kind of slithered sideways like a walrus sunning itself a little bit. I looked across the pool where the line of kids were and they were just like giggling and like, you know, kids tell secrets with their mouths to the, you know, someone's ear and pointing a little bit. And I was just like, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me. I legitimately wanted to cease to exist. I wanted to die at that point. I'm done. I've got to change. You know, you think you're hiding it. You think you're keeping it all inside when you get home, but my mom could tell there was something wrong with me. And so she's like, well, what's wrong? And I'm like, I must've just fessed up. I'm like, you know, that was the worst thing that's ever happened. She's like, well, you know, I heard about this new thing called Weight Watchers. And I think she'd been doing some research for me. So the closest Weight Watchers was at this VFW hall in Kent. And I lived in Auburn. So yeah, my mom would take me every Tuesday night to the VFW hall. And was me and about 30 stay-at-home moms. Every week I would wear the pants that I wore the first time I went so that I could tell how much weight I'd been losing. Every night after Weight Watchers, I got to eat any kind of food I wanted. And I'm not sure that's a good thing to reward someone with food who's on Weight Watchers, but my mom would take me to Taco Time or Triple X or A&W for one awesome meal a week. And then the rest of the time I'm eating really healthy vegetables and fruits and, you know, lean meats. And I would eat that. And then I'd say, Mom, I'm still hungry. And she'd say, no, remember, your brain has to have 5 minutes before it realizes that you're full. And I'm like, yeah, okay. And it did. It did. So finally I reached my goal. I lost 15 pounds and I got to go up front and get this pin, and I got a standing ovation from the stay-at-home moms as I held up my my jeans, my old jeans. So I had to learn to swim and went back to the same forward thrust pool, the same terrible, you know, Pavlov's dog reaction of going in there and smelling the chlorine and freezing up and not thinking I'd be able to do anything. I learned to swim. I learned to backstroke. And on the last day, they let you dive off the high dive into the deep water. And I did it. It was a strange feeling because the first time you go into deep water and you don't feel your feet hit anything, it's sort of helpless. But then you bob up and it's sort of empowering as you're watching yourself and feeling yourself float and swim and go to the side. I'm like, wow, I did it. The next school year, fifth grade, I kept the weight off and did the same swim test and made the intermediate group, not the beginners, not the advanced, but the intermediate group. So the older I get, the more I realize that 10-year-old fat kid is the guy I aspire to be. If I'm ever feeling sorry for myself or feeling just self-pity or saying, you know, you're just, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that, I just tap into the kid who was in the locker room and was humiliated and resolved to never have that happen again.
Tim Haywood is a writer who lives in West Seattle. That story was produced by Sound Effects' Jennifer Wing.